Simon Tzadik Tes Seif Hey. Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila. One may not take something that otherwise would be usser and either mix it in a way that it would be mutter, meaning that if you have a non-kosher piece of nevela and you have two pieces of kosher shchuta, and then you throw the nevela into the shchuta, mix them up, so that no one would know, including yourself, which piece of meat is aser. The Torah says, in such a situation, bittul b'roiv applies, and the three pieces of meat can be eaten. So you're being nana, you are gaining, you're profiting from the fact that you took a piece of iser and used the mechanism of bittul to make it mutter. This iser of ein mevatlin, iser lechatchila of the ravid, is doraisa. The rest of the rishonim hold that ein mevatlin iser lechatchila is derabbanan. However, there's a compromised position of the Noida B'Yehuda, which is that if you have yavesh b'yavesh, two pieces of kosher meat, and which are used mevatel one piece of treif, since the treif is still nikar, it still stands alone in this tarovis, you just don't know which piece is the one that is treif, and if there would be a prophetic vision, or Elio Anovi would come and tell you this is treif, it would be usher to eat. In such a case, mevatel nisr l'chatchila is doraisa. However, if you mix treif for chicken soup with kosher chicken soup, where it's a quote-unquote cholent, proverbial cholent, which each teaspoon is a complete mixture of kosher and treif, then creating that kittel iser would only be aser midrabanan. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila in two different ways. Afilu nafal l'toich heter she'ein bo shir levatloi. Even if iser fell in heter and there's no shir levatloi, meaning let's say you have treif meat falls in the soup, and you take out the treif meat after it cooked together. So you have tam of 1 ounce of treif meat in 30 ounces of soup. Ein moisifin olel heter kadei levatloi. One cannot add 30 ounces of water to constitute 60 ounces of soup versus 1 ounce of tam iser of the nevela. And he says, afilu, which is, here's a case where it's not taking the iser and throwing it into heter, like the piece of nevela into two pieces of kshera. But here, the tarovis occurred already. It's just there's not enough heter to create a ratio of 60 to 1. So you add to the tarovis extra heter. Both of those cases constitute mevatel iser l'chatchila. What's the din in such a case? Over ubitloi, if he transgressed and did actually do this dastardly act of bitl iser l'chatchila, either by throwing in the piece of nevela, oishariba olav, or taking a taroives of tam nevela and tam heter, and adding tam heter to it, if he did this act, b'shoigeg mutter, then b'mezid aser. And if he did it b'mezid, it would be aser. What's the case of shoigeg? How can you intend on being mevatel iser l'chatchila b'shoigeg? So there are a couple of different possibilities. Possibility number one is that you didn't know the piece was usser. You thought it was a kshever that fell into the soup. Then you found out it was nevela, but by that time you had added 30 more ounces of water. That would be shoygeg. Another case of shoygeg is he thought that there was no prohibition on being mevatel l'chatchila. And the Taz in Siman Katan Ches shows that that's also called shoygeg, even if you intended to be mevatel, but you didn't know that being mevatel l'chatchila is also. A third case would be where you thought you had shishim, and then you added more water, and it turns out that at the beginning you only had, let's say, 40, and you added 20 to constitute the shishim, when you thought you were adding 20 to 60. So, im b'shoygeg mutter, im b'mezid aser, if you did it on purpose, then it would be aser. Who is this concoction aser to? Lavatal atzmai im hushalai, to the person who did the bittel, if it's his, meaning because he's the one that's gaining. If I go into someone's kitchen and mevatel his piece of nevela, which he's about to give to a goy, for instance, then he wasn't going to use it anyhow. So he's not nene from the bittel. You're the one that was mevatel, and since you didn't do it on his instructions, he is not going to be usser in eating this mixture with shishim keneged the tam basar. V'chein, also not only the person that's doing the bittel, but lemishin is batel b'shvilo, the person to whom, who stands to gain from the bittel. Ulashar kol adam, we're skipping the Ramah, we'll go back to it. Lashar kol adam mutter, everybody else is permitted. So let me ask you a question. Since lashar kol adam it's mutter, can the owner that was mevatel sell it to shar kol adam? So on that, the Ramah says, "Vasurim l'machra gam kein liyisrael acher, shlo yehenu, that he shouldn't get gain mima shebitler from the fact that he was mevatel." Meaning that before he was mevatel this piece of meat, he could sell the kosher soup for the higher price that Jews pay for kosher food. However, the nevela he couldn't sell for that higher price, and now, as part of the soup, he can sell a couple of extra ounces of product at the price of the kosher meat, as opposed to the lower price of the non-kosher meat. However, for instance, in the second case, when you have 1 ounce of treifa meat tam in 30 ounces of kosher, the whole 30 ounces couldn't have been sold to Yisrael because it has tam iser. Now that you're mevatel it, the 30 extra ounces, that could have been sold to Yisrael because that was kosher. So you only have to take the loss on the differential of the 30 ounces. However, in the first case, when you have a piece of flesh in two pieces of kosher, it's basically you're selling all three at the kosher rate. You're basically gaining the differential between kosher and treif on a third of the mixture. Rabbi Kiveger points out that if you have this mixture that you're mevatel l'chatchila, and you cook it in a keli, the keli he quotes from the Tvua Shor, the Keli then becomes Usher also. We don't say it's a Gzeira only on the food. We say that the Gzeira is Mevatel the Bittel, and you still have Treif meat, which now Usher's the Keli. How much heter do you need now to Mevatel the Tam and the Kli? That's not clear from Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Tvua Shor, but it would seem it's Meduyik in the Tvua Shor because he says the piece of meat is Aser. Sounds like you only need water boiled up in that pot, Keneged, the 1 ounce of Treif meat, Tam, that was in that soup. Shishim Keneged Treif meat. Not Shishim Keneged, the whole Shishim of the soup that became Nevela when you were in Nisraba. That became Nevela when we were Geyser, that you can't eat the soup. What about if you're a manufacturer and you're being Mevatel Isser L'Chatchila in products that you sell? Are the customers considered Shar Kol Adam? Or are they considered Lemisha Nisbatel B'Shvilei? Says Reb Kiveger, V'imbitel Alastam, if you just was Mevata Lemisha Yirtza Liknois, whoever buys, Jews, Goyim, it's as if he did it for each particular customer, V'asur L'Kulam, and they're all usher to partake. And that means, even if the customer at the time of the bittel didn't know, or even after the bittel, didn't know that it was nisbatel for him. However, the Taz says that the only iser is to a person who knew that the bittel was being done for him.